This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that the Quad grouping is poised to remain a long-term partnership ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth and stability. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri during a media briefing today while sharing key takeaways from Prime Minister Modi's ongoing three-day visit to the United States. Mr. Modi took part in a Quad Leaders Summit and held a series of bilateral meetings with the leaders of the Quad member countries in Delaware last night. Quad brings together four countries, India, Australia, Japan and the US. The Foreign Secretary also announced that India will host the Quad Summit in 2025. India has signed the first of its kind agreements focused on clean economy, fair economy and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. These arrangements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in U.S. The agreement on clean economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building and research collaborations. It will facilitate investments and project financing, including concessional financing as well as joint collaborative projects with a particular emphasis on supporting micro, small and medium enterprises. The Border Security Force successfully foiled an infiltration attempt by a terrorist along the international border at Arespura area in Jammu last night, recovering a large cache of arms and ammunition. A BSF spokesperson said the alert troops quickly responded, firing a few rounds from a light machine gun after observing the movement of armed terrorists, preventing the infiltration attempt. The intruder, however, managed to escape. In Bihar, flood situation remains grim in 12 districts due to rise of water level of Ganga and other rivers. Patna, Begusarai, Saran, Munger are worst affected due to unprecedented rise of water level of Ganga and its tributaries. Over 10 lakh population is affected in this area. The Eastern Railway has stopped rail operations on Jamalpur-Bhagalpur rail section under Malda Division as the girders of the rail bridge are inundated in flood water. Several low-lying areas in Patna, Begusarai and Vaishali are submerged due to the flood. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 6 people were killed and several others sustained severe burn injuries in a major fire which broke out at a bed mattress manufacturing factory in Rania industrial area of Kanpur Dehat district yesterday. Police said the fire broke out due to a short circuit in electric wires. Half a dozen fire tenders were pressed into service to control the fire. A National Human Rights Commission has taken suo motu cognizance of the reported death of a chartered accountant girl from Kerala in Pune due to alleged excessive workload in a private company. The commission expressed serious concern over the incident and urged the businesses for reviewing their work culture, employment policies and regulations to ensure alignment with global human rights standards. The commission issued a notice to the Ministry of Labour and Employment to submit a report within 4 weeks. World Rhino Day is being observed today. The day is a global reminder of the importance of rhino conservation. Climate change and disturbances in the natural ecosystem have led to a decrease in the number of rhinos. The day highlights the need to make collective efforts to ensure the survival of these majestic creatures for future generations. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to protecting rhinos. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said, "It is a matter of immense pride that India is home to a large number of one-horned rhinos." In cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 280 runs in the opening test in Chennai today, taking a 1-0 lead in a two-match series. Chasing a mammoth target of 515 runs, Bangladesh were bundled out for 234 runs in their second innings on day four. For host Ravichandran Ashwin claimed a 6-wicket hole power